명작 읽기
The Little Mermaid Chapter 1 The World Under the Sea The ocean was a wonderful place. The water was a very beautiful blue. At the bottom of the ocean was an even more amazing world. There were so many wonderful sea creatures. There was also a sea king. He lived in a castle at the bottom of the sea. This castle was more fantastic than castles on land. The Sea King lived with 6 sea princesses. His wife died many years ago. Their grandmother, a very wise woman, took care of them all. All day, the beautiful princesses swam together. They also played with the fish in the ocean. The fish in the ocean were like the birds in the sky. Each sea princess was very special, but the youngest was the prettiest. Her skin was so white and clear, and her long hair flew smoothly in the sea. She seemed like other girls on land, but she had a tail like a fish. Every day, the little mermaid liked to stay in her garden and grew red flowers. She never went out of the sea. One day, a statue fell to the bottom of the ocean. It looked like a beautiful boy. She asked her grandmother, "What is it?" "It is a statue from a ship. It is like the people above us," said her grandmother. The little mermaid loved the statue. She planted some beautiful trees near it. The branches floated around the statue's face. He was always smiling in the deep, deep ocean. The little mermaid loved stories about the land. She always said to her grandmother, "Tell me a story about the land above us." Her grandmother told about beautiful ships, towns, and the people above. "Really? The flowers have perfume? The fish in the trees can sing?" she asked. She didn't know about birds. "I want to see the people, the fish, and the flowers," she said. "You can go when you are 15," her grandmother said. 15, thought the mermaid. "I am only 9 now. It is such a long time to wait." The little mermaid swam to her oldest sister. "Sister," she said, "you're going to be 15 next year. Tell me all about the land above." At last, it was her oldest sister's birthday. "It was wonderful," she said. "I saw so many things. I lay on a beach in the moonlight. I saw a town and some people. It was so exciting. The Little Mermaid listened carefully. One year passed by quickly. Now, it was the second sister's turn. She swam up a river. She saw palaces and green hills. She saw people laughing and children playing. It was interesting, she said. I want to go again tomorrow. Again, the Little Mermaid felt envious. Every year, each sister had to tell the other sisters about the world above. They loved to see new things, but quickly became bored. But the Little Mermaid wanted to see everything. She said to her sisters, "Tell me another story. We told you everything. We have no more stories. It isn't interesting anymore," they said. Every night, she looked up and thought, "When will my turn come? I want to be 15. My sisters don't care about the world above the ocean. I will love it forever," she said to herself.